There's a practice that originated in the times of the Beis Hamikdash called the Simchat Beit HaShoeva. The Gemara, actually the Mishnah, in Sukkot Daf Nun Aleph states that anyone, Mishal Ra'a Simchas Beit HaShoeva, La'ra'a Simcha Miyamav, anyone who hasn't seen the Simchat Beit HaShoeva have not seen true happiness and true joy in his lifetime. The Mishnah describes how everyone went to the Ezras Nashim in the Mikdash area, and there were these very large menorahs which, with big bowls of oil and wicks that were made from the worn-out pants of the Kohanim, and the light was so bright it illuminated every courtyard in Yerushalayim. And it would be, the Mishnah describes how the Chasidim and Anshei Maaseh Hayu Maraktim, the pious and righteous people would dance, and Levim would play musical instruments. And there is some discussion as to what the source of, or let's put it this way, the Simcha Beit HaShoeva would take place around the time or lead up to the actual Nisuch HaMayim, where the water was taken from the Shiloach and it was used to pour the water on the Mizbeach. That's called the Nisuch HaMayim. And there are different opinions as to what the source for Nisuch HaMayim is. Tosfos Ma'an Katan Daf Gimel Beis says, whatever the opinions are, everyone really holds that it's a halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai, but maybe there are hints to it in the Torah, but those are only rabbinic hints. Essentially, the Nisuch HaMayim, the water libation, is a halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai, and presumably we are offering a water libation during the holiday of Sukkos because Sukkos is a time where we're praying for rain in the coming year. It comes right before the rainy season. Now, there are essentially two different reasons as to why we have a Simchat Beit HaShoeva. Is it connected to Nisuch HaMayim or is it connected to something else? Rashi in Sukkot Daf Nun Amud Aleph explains that Simchat Beit HaShoeva is the Simcha, is the happiness, is the celebration that went along with this special ritual, this special Nisuch HaMayim. In fact, we say Usha'avtim mayim b'sason, that we draw water with rejoicing. So we're drawing the water of Nisuch HaMayim with simcha. So therefore, there was simcha, this big celebration with the Nisuch HaMayim. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Lulav Perches Halacha Yud Beis Yud Gimel and in Sefer Mitzvos Mitzvos Asei Nun Dalet, when he describes the mitzvah of Simcha Beit HaShoeva, he does not mention Nisuch HaMayim at all. He simply says it's the fulfillment of Simchas Yom Tov. And based on the mitzvah of is Samach T'Bachagecha. In fact, the Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel, in his translation of Devarim Tazayin Yudalit, explains, translates the V'Samach T'Bachagecha as V'Teichadun B'Chedvas Chagechon Bisho Avta, that the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, Simach T'Bachagecha, is accomplished through the Shoeva, this Simchas based Shoeva. And Rabbi Soloveitchik explains that we actually have two different opinions. He further develops these two different opinions of Rashi and the Rambam as to what the source of, or what the reason of Simcha Beit HaShoeva is. There's one Tosfos in Shabbos which basically takes the view that you can use the worn out pants of the Kohanim as wicks, because it's for lighting the candles, or the lighting the big candelabras for the Simcha Beit HaShoeva, because it's Tzorech Korban Chashiv Lei. And Tosfos says that that works well within Rashi's position, that the Simcha Beit HaShoeva is an enhancement to the ritual of Nisuch HaMayim. So it's a Tzorech Korban. Whereas another Tosos in Sukkot Daf Nun Amud Aleph states that you can't play music on Yom Tov, so you can't. Or I'm sorry, on Shabbos. So on Shabbos of Sukkot, you wouldn't be able to have the Simcha Beit HaShoeva. You wouldn't be able to have music. Why not? Don't we say Ein Shvus BaMikdash, that the whole prohibition of playing music because Shema Yitak and Kli Shir, because maybe you're going to fix a musical instrument. But we hold that there are no rabbinic prohibitions. There's no shvus in the Mikdash. And Tosafot says, no, but it's different. The lighting here, sorry, the music here was only for Simcha Yisera. And Rav Soloveitchik says, this works well with the Rambam. If the whole function of the Simcha Be'eshoeva has nothing to do with the Korban, nothing to do with Nisach HaMayim, nothing to do with any ritual, it's simply based on Simcha, so then we don't apply the concept of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, and therefore music would be forbidden even for this. That's how Rav Soloveitchik explains these two different possibilities as to the goal of Simcha Be'eshoeva. Is it Nisach HaMayim or simply fulfillment of Simcha? The question, though, is, why is it called Simchat Beit HaShoeva? The drawing of that leads to Simcha. If we're not talking about the Nisach HaMayim, if it's Nisach HaMayim, then we understand the term Simchat Beit HaShoeva because you're drawing the water. However, the Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Nun Amud Beis cites Yerushalmi that states that the Shoeva, what are we drawing? We're drawing the Ruach HaKodesh. Shashchina shor mitoch simcha, that the Shechina, the divine presence, dwells from a state of simcha. So that's what we're drawing. When we are in this tremendous state of simcha, so then we draw out the Shechina, and that would be the Rambam's position of simcha beit HaShoeva. What's the Shoeva? The Shoeva is the Ruach HaKodesh, is the Shechina, is God's heightened presence in our lives. And so this was the simcha beit HaShoeva in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Nowadays, we do find Achronim encouraging some form of Simcha Be'eshoeva. Now, obviously, if you hold like Rashi, and the whole purpose of Simcha Be'eshoeva is based on Nisach HaMayim, then presumably you wouldn't need a Simcha Be'eshoeva nowadays. According to the Rambam, it's a function of V'samat Bechayecha, then you can have Simcha Be'eshoeva. Truth is, even according to Rashi, that says that Simcha Be'eshoeva is based on Nisach HaMayim, if it's like a Zecher LeMikdash, so maybe we'd even have it nowadays. And there's some Lashon that in Yesod Vishor Shavoda, Rav Alexander Ziskin writes that's almost based on a Zecher LeMikdash. So not clear if it's based, if nowadays that he writes that we have this celebration of Anshe Maisa who stay up during Chol HaMoed Sukkos and sing Zmiros and Tish Bachos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember what was done in the Mikdash. Again, is this a fulfillment of Simcha, V'smata B'chagecha, or it's to mimic what went on the base of Mikdash of Nisach HaMayim. And so Mishnah Berurah brings down this practice in Siman Tav Reish Samech Aleph Siv Katan Beis that people, Chasim and Anshei Ma'aseh, would engage in these celebrations and zmiros and tishbachos, and they would light candles and sukkahs at night. And this is to remember what was done in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, to either the Nisach HaMayim or the tremendous simcha that we felt on sukkahs during the time of the Beis HaMikdash.